Radio Free Press, a podcast from the Campaign for Press and Broadcasting Freedom, campaigning for free, independent and accountable media.
All the talk since the Olympics and especially the Paralympics has been about the legacy. The question we're posing is directed at the news media. Will the legacy be that newspapers, radio and television portray people with disabilities in a new and a far more positive light? Whatever the usual criticism of journalists for so often being negative in their coverage, that charge can't be levelled against them for their reporting of the Paralympics. Disabled people have been celebrated as never before, their impairments freely on show. A refreshing sense of public awareness how even the most devastating disabilities can be overcome with determination and sporting prowess. With me to assess the media's role in the great success of the Paralympics and discuss the potential legacy for journalists is Daniel Maslier, Head of Public Relations for the disabilities charity Scope. He can give us a before and after assessment. First, Daniel, were you surprised, perhaps amazed, by the weeks of positive coverage that there have been?
I don't think I was surprised, but I was certainly amazed. It's been absolutely fantastic, the coverage. First and foremost, the Paralympics are about great sporting achievement, and Channel 4, I think, has excelled itself in terms of broadcasting great sporting events in a way that has, you know, really captured the imagination of the nation. But at the same time, Channel 4 leading the way, but other media too, have used the Paralympics as a bit of a springboard to discuss wider issues about disability. When we speak to disabled people, the thing that they tell us that will have the biggest impact on the public's attitudes towards them is greater discussion about what it's like to be disabled. It's a no-brainer, really. One of the problems I think that people have with disability is just a lack of understanding, a lack of familiarity and comfortableness when it comes to disability. So more discussion, more openness, more opportunities to ask questions can only be a good thing. And certainly that's what we've seen the media do. Channel 4 first and foremost, but certainly other broadcasters and other print media too.
Now, you've dealt with the media before, of course, the whole Paralympics thing exploded upon us, and you've no doubt, as you have with me, have been having to correct journalists. We often get our terminology wrong, don't we? We might talk about the disabled in a perhaps patronising way. How bad was it, and how much better do you hope it is going to be?
Language is really important, and the way we use language plays a big role in the attitudes we have towards disabled people. And certainly people do sometimes use the kind of language, so they might use a term like handicapped, which can be offensive and can kind of keep certain stereotypes going. I mean, the word handicapped actually comes from a phrase to have your cap in your hand, basically, so effectively calling disabled people beggars. But I think it's important to say, when it comes to language, that language isn't the be-all and end-all. And actually what we've got from the reporting of this of the Games is actually a sense that people should feel comfortable to ask questions. I think too often people tiptoe around disability because they're worried about what they're going to say. They're worried about getting things wrong. Actually, I think the message we want to be sending is it's better to ask the question. If you get the word wrong, that's not the end of the world, but have a discussion, have a conversation about it. That's the most important thing. And it's that sort of spirit of openness and of discussion that we've seen in the media, on Channel 4 and other places, that we've been really pleased about. And I think it's a sense that it's okay to ask a question, it's okay to sometimes get it wrong, is the start of changing, of making people feel more comfortable with disability and the start of changing attitudes. Before the Paralympics, people got their language wrong. Afterwards, people still get the language wrong. But hopefully what we've got now is a sense that people are just a bit more happy to go to a disabled person and ask them what is the right thing to say and feel a bit more confident to find out the right way to talk about and to actually go and have those discussions.
So you think, do you, that people who might have felt excluded in the past will have a much better chance now of having that sort of open dialogue, which we've certainly seen during the Paralympics?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think if, as I said before, our hope and disabled people's hope was that the Paralympics would be a springboard for much more open discussion about disability. That's definitely happened, and hopefully we'll see the impact of that in people being much more familiar and much more comfortable with disability. A good example is, as I said, we've done a lot of interviews on the Paralympics, and one of the people doing the interviews was our chair, Alice Maynard, who's disabled herself. And one of the interviews she did was for BBC Three Counties Radio for their Drive Time show. And that was a discussion that started off just broadly on how great the Paralympics were, but quickly went into this issue of what's the right sort of language to use when you talk about disability, what terms should you, shouldn't you use. And the discussion was really great. It was really open. It was frank, and, you know, people weren't worried about saying the wrong thing, but the presenter was really interested, and the listeners were really interested just to hear about what some of these words, the impact some of these words have, and actually how to talk about disability positively. And I think, you know, that's got to be the first time that's happened on Drive Time on BBC Three Counties. And if it, you know, first time the listeners to that show will have been engaged in that sort of subject. And if it was happening there, it's happening in other places. So I think, something really, really exciting definitely happened in terms of the media and the way it was reported.
And that positive approach then, that's something which you hope will be the journalist's contribution to that legacy.
Journalists have had a really, really important role to play in doing something, in making the Paralympics just a great sporting event, but also in terms of a wider impact. And absolutely. I hope, having had a taste for having these broader discussions about disability during the Paralympics, that it won't be the end of it, that this will be actually the start of a much more open and frank approach to disability, an approach which sees people much happier to get into what it's like to be disabled, and to be confident to ask questions, and to be engaging the public in those debates as well. Absolutely. I think journalists have a crucial part to play in the legacy. I think another really important point is the role of disabled presenters and disabled reporters, because Channel 4 did a great job in getting disabled people themselves to front a lot of the coverage, not just of the sport, but of the wider discussions. They had a program called The Last Leg, which was their kind of more of a sideways look at the Paralympics and disability issues later on. And they had a chap called Adam Hill sort of anchoring that, and also Adam Brooker, a comedian who was one of the panelists there, both of whom were fantastic. And we really hope that Channel 4 find it somewhere where they can play a part. And not just in terms of talking about disability or Paralympics, but, you know, can these guys do a job and just kind of on a regular show where it doesn't, you know, where it's not about disability? Because that is the secret to getting people feeling comfortable about disability. It's normalising it. It's CBeebies, so the BBC channel for toddlers, has a children's presenter called Kerry Bunnell, who is disabled, and she's just there as a children's presenter, and she's a great children's presenter. She's not there presenting on specifically disabled children's shows, it's just children's shows in general. And I think that's where we need to get to in terms of TV in particular. You know, where can we get disabled presenters and disabled talent, you know, doing shows that aren't necessarily about disability, but that maybe will get people thinking and talking about it more broadly. So I think there is keeping the discussion going, but also keeping the visibility going as well.
So of all the contributions, for example, that an organisation like the BBC, Channel 4, ITV could make then, would be to give disabled reporters and journalists that upfront openings that they don't have at the moment.
Yeah, I think that would be an enormous contribution. As I said, I think there's a couple of things. I think there is just keeping this willingness to discuss disability issues and talk about what it's like to be disabled going as well. As I said, I don't think we've had as much discussion before as we've had in the last 2 weeks, and we need to find ways to keep that going. But absolutely, if there are ways, you know, what they should be looking at, how they can find, you know, more ways and more to push disabled talent through, whether it's as presenters, whether it's as actors or actresses in dramas or on children's TV. You know, where is the disabled talent, and what are the opportunities for them to get out there?
And finally, what do you think as an organisation's scope and other charities can do to foster this new sense of awareness then?
It's not just what we can do now, it's what we've been doing anyway. I mean, before the Games, we put a lot of work into speaking to journalists and giving them some background on disability and encouraging them to think about how they could report more broadly on disability. Scope's going to keep on doing that. We're not going to stop that. We're going to be chatting to the journalists, talking to them, giving them opportunities to talk about disability more broadly. We're very quick to have a go at the media when they get something wrong with disability, but I think we've got an important role to play in patting them on the back and saying well done and championing the really good work they're doing. And as you know, I think above all, you know, Channel 4 have led the way, and you know, Channel 4 get a lot of criticism sometimes for what some of their presenters do or say when it comes to disability. So I think it's absolutely right that organisations like Scope are saying that they've done a great job in terms of the Paralympics.
Well, thank you, Daniel Maslia, Head of Media Relations at Scope. This podcast was recorded and produced by Claire Colley on behalf of the Campaign for Press and Broadcasting Freedom. We'll be right back.